thing done that we really wanted it. Sean O'Murchu from Cork was up. He's a wonderful person. I showed him around all the things that we were trying to do and showed him the site for the new industrial development and so on. He renewed the invitation, a very kind invitation to the people here to come down to Cork anytime. And of course at the moment it is impossible because a lot of our people are scattered. But he renewed the invitation and said he would leave it to us, that we could come whenever we liked. He is very generous and so are the people. I went up again with him and a couple of youngsters to the field where Hugh Mullen died. I reckon there must have been 5 or 6 people died in that field. And while we were there, looking at these 3 crosses, a black cross that people put up where Hugh Mullen is thought to have died, and 2 others, one a large one and the other a small one. They're garlanded with flowers and holy pictures. And while we were there on the site, a boy came up of about 12 years of age, and he came up with a jam jar filled with flowers, and he went up and knelt down, blessed himself, and placed the flowers at Hugh Mullen's at the spot, a cross. And he said a prayer and blessed himself and went away. And last time I was up, there were children there praying. Now when I came back down again, I thought, well, what a wonderful thing it would be if on that site we could put up some kind of memorial to all the people who have died, the pictures or rather the names of every one of them on a wall, like the war memorial, Catholic and Protestants and everybody, and use that as a center for everything and anything that would tend to bring people together. Exhibitions of the great men and the good men and women of all sides, Catholic and Protestant, whoever. A center for reconciliation right there in that spot where Hugh Mullen and maybe 4 or 5 other people died.